Sign this petition and save the trees.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, sign this petition to save the world from nuclear holocaust.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, they're gonna raise our beer tax 2 cents.
Oh, my God! What is this to be stopped?
I really love to drink beer.
If you don't love beer, you don't drink it. But I love it.
Pretty women make us buy beer. Ugly women make us drink beer.
We was having so much fun. I didn't know it was 1:30. Turn around to have one more. I looked at the clock and it was 4:30. Hey, bartender.
One beer.
Hey, bartender.
Two beers.
Draw 1, 2, 3 more glasses of beer.
Billy Carter. Jimmy Carter's brother had his beer. Maybe Hillary should have her own brand, too.
Thank you!
Get me another beer.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt. I have some good news for you today. God's love lasts forever. According to Guinness, the oldest documented person in modern history was a French woman named Jean-Louise Calment. She was born in 1875 and passed away in 1997 at the age of 122. She swam, played tennis, and even rode a bicycle until she was 100. She only had a glass of wine every now and then, but she ate 2 pounds of chocolate every week and smoked until she was 117. She didn't know why she lived so long, but she never lost her sense of humor about it. When she was asked on her 120th birthday what kind of future she expected, a very short one is all she said. What a great answer. Our earthly bodies aren't made to last forever, and that's why we put our faith in the Lord and not ourselves. David said, our days here on earth are like grass, like wildflowers. We bloom and die, and then we're gone. But the love of the Lord is what remains forever, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Centerpoint, centeringlives.com.
At Guardian Credit Union, thinking local is a state of mind. It's about neighbors and community, about raising your family and making memories. Whether you're building, buying, or updating a house, we have the FHA, VA, ARM, and conventional loan options you need to purchase or renovate the home you love. Think home loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-757.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. They say timing is everything in real estate. Is it the right time to sell your home? MLS statistics tell us the River Region home sales are up by 14% from this time last year. Existing single-family homes accounted for 81% of home sales. New home sales were 18% of the total. Buyers are in the market now, and 40% of the buyers have never bought a home before. Buyers want the following features. They want to see fairly priced homes, homes that are in good condition, homes that are convenient to the workplace, homes that are located in a neighborhood that demonstrates pride of ownership, homes that they can move into in the next 30 to 45 days. Do you have a home like this? Have you kept the home in good condition? Do you want to move to a larger, more modern home? Find the answers with the real estate source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225, and let's work together to sell your home. Bo Goodson, 551-0225.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pet Food Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's, now in the Pep Tree Shops. Thanks.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
He is the Rembrandt of local painters, and that's spelled E-M-B-R-A-N-D-T, the last part of which is Brandt, Brett McDonald will join us. Let's take a quick look, see what the numbers in the market look like. When I saw I'm looking at red. I don't like that. But Brandt, well, it wasn't a huge loss, just down day. Overall, I also wanted to find out, since it's so freaking hot and so relentlessly humid, if there's anything resembling a raindrop headed our way. And at the moment, no. What's interesting, though, is there's some stuff, light stuff off to the east, and it's moving towards us, not away from us, which is unusual.
Yeah, when I looked at the Rich Thomas weather app this week, 20% chance today, but I think later tonight, like in the morning hours and tomorrow, there's thunderstorms planned. So we should
see. Good and really good. We need something to happen here. I think we have Paul Beckman coming in today at 3:30.
Okay.
And he's a candidate. And the reason he's coming in is because before I made a decision to have no candidates, I just didn't want to get sucked into that.
Yeah.
But we've known Paul for quite a while.
So you got grandfathered in, so to speak.
He's it. He is the only one, I think. I just, you know, I don't even, I'm not even listening to the ad. I've heard an ad. The voice sounded so unusual. I said, who the hell is this running for governor? Where's Kay Ivey's at?
I said no.
We also have Tabloid Tuesday with a fresh inquirer. World's safe from terror bomb inside Bill Cosby's posh prison.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Harmon let his sister die alone. Boy, this is some ugly stuff. How about something fun in here
today? Yeah, come on. Come on, I'm waiting for the goods.
Ronan Farrow, secret sex and drugs, shocker.
Oh, no. Ronan, don't. No.
He had a good week last week. What was the story he broke?
What did he break? The Schneiderman case.
Yes!
Yeah.
Brought down the biggest douchebag in New York.
Now former Attorney General of the state of New York.
And that didn't take long to have happen, did it? So, let's play something long to open up today.
Okay.
I played The Moth just before the morning show started today.
That's a great one. I love Norm.
Yeah.
If they're going to keep doing that stupid correspondence dinner thing, just have Norm MacDonald MC it every year.
I would watch that. I would watch to see Norm, because I think Norm would be fair.
I want him to make fun of everybody. Yes. That's what I would want.
Well, I thought that was the idea, where everybody gets to laugh at themselves. But have you noticed that Jimmy Kimmel, New York Times, they've all been backing off. SNL.
Yeah, I watched SNL last night, and it was good what they did with all the moms.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the open, the cold open.
Yeah, it was very good.
Did Alec Baldwin do his thing?
I didn't see any Baldwin on that show. Michael Che, though, he's the co-host for Weekend Update.
Yeah.
He did give Melania Trump my favorite nickname for Melania Trump I've heard. Sexy Michael Jackson. And they put up a picture, and I was like, she does look like Michael Jackson, except she's a woman and very sexy. Like, there you go. It had me laughing.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. He's a dick.
Okay.
So what else do we have here today? I need something with a few minutes on it, because I'm not settled in. I had a tough time leaving the house today.
I'm sorry.
But
how are the foofuses?
That's part of the problem.
Oh, no.
One problem our buddy David Fagan stepped up and solved.
Nice.
So that was like having a 50-pound weight lifted off my back.
David's
so
a great guy.
He's our hero today. He's our hero every day. Every time I turn on my bathtub, he's my hero. Because he's one of the
you fixed few. It.
They diagnosed, fixed. I mean, what a guy. And Clark's.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about this at the moment at 311, Clark's diagnosed it. Somebody had to figure out where the problem was, and they were the ones that said, your tub has about 3 inches of standing water around it. Problem. But the water had to be removed. We have such great sponsors. Peaches and Clean came out. They took care of that. It took about 3 days to get everything dried out so David Hagen could put on his cape and come in and fix what was really... He just was able to figure it out. I love people that have a skill that I don't. Diagnosis fixed. I do recommend, though, it's hot, and now we have humidity with it. But if you haven't done anything to take care of the comfort of you and your family, get yourself a Clark's Club membership. Don't wait for the day to come when you get home and your house is as hot on the inside as... If you don't have an existing relationship, you could end up waiting 2 or 3 days because everybody's busy at this time of the year. Clark's Club members don't wait, and they got 24/7 protection in case a crisis arrives in that regard. Best way to keep that from happening is enjoy a little preventive maintenance. You get that with a Clark's Club membership for $159. Their folks are so good. They feel like family after all these years that they've been supporting the show, and I've used them for AC repair, replacement. We had to do a complete system replacement. Now, Siri's going to start with this again. I don't know what the word is that turns around, but I don't touch the phone, but she comes too.
Just ignore her.
Maybe it's Clark's.
Ignore her.
I have nothing to say to you.
Okay. I found this on the web for AC repair replacement plan to do it.
Not interested.
All right, shut up, Siri.
So it must have been, was it air conditioning?
It might have been.
Is that the magic word that turns her on? Anyway, Clark's, you can reach them at 277-2125. 277-2125. Look them up at clarkcomfort.com. We will also have the redemption of a new Baumhauer's winning word this afternoon. When did we do it yesterday? 4:30?
Yeah, around then.
Well, it won't be in the 4 o'clock hour then. We'll do it before 4.
That's what you say. You could be bluffing.
Yeah, that's true. There's nothing in the rules that says I have to tell the truth about this.
Exactly. Could be at any moment, folks.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Don't. We don't mess around with our contest tomorrow night. Of course, we'll be at Baumhauer's after the show. Oh, and one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
East of the Rockies has been such a good friend to the show and the radio station.
Yes, for years now.
And I bumped into another member of his team at Cook's, Gary Clark.
Oh, that's my dad's name. It's not my dad, but...
Yeah, he looked a little bit young to be even your dad.
Right.
But real nice guy. He reminded me so much of East. You know, friendly. Hey, how you doing? Listen to the station. Listen to the show. So thank you, Gary. It was a pleasure to meet you. And he was out there looking for termites, or at least trying to prevent termites, those destructive little critters. So it's 3:14. Let's get the forecast from Rich, and then we'll get this thing off the ground and underway.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking. Now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Tropical moisture still flowing into the state, and rain chance is getting better and better over the next 2 or 3 or 4 days. For this evening and tonight, the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue. Overnight low temperature in the upper 60s. Tomorrow and Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely from time to time, high in the middle 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. As usual, the best chance will be in the afternoon and evening hours, with highs in the mid to upper 80s each day, lows at night in the upper 60s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time. Push notifications for severe weather alert instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, this is Brett Lanham with Benjamin Moore New Look. Come down May 12th through the 18th to claim your free tiny tryout and be entered in for your chance to win 5 gallons of premium interior paint. Free sample and entry for free paint. Benjamin Moore New Look. We make it simple, you make it beautiful.
This is Mike Holmes. I'm running for re-election as your representative here in House District 31. I will protect your rights and your interests by promoting personal integrity in government. I have supported creating more competition in our children's schools while expanding technical education to create a more skilled workforce for the next generation of prosperous Alabamians. I will provide honest, effective leadership and fiscal responsibility for our district and our state. This is Mike Holmes. I am running on my record, and I ask for your vote.
Paid for by Mike Holmes' campaign, Wetumpka, Alabama.
live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all's substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city, so don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take a roll here. Jaquellen. Where's Jaquellen at? No Jaquellen here? Yeah.
Do you mean Jacqueline?
Okay, so that's how it's gonna be. Y'all wanna play. Okay, then. I've got my eye on you, Jaquellen. Balake. Where is Balake at? There's no Balake here today. Yes, sir.
My name's Blake.
Are you out of your mind?
Blake.
What? Do you want to go to war, Balake?
No.
Because we could go to war.
No.
I'm for real. I'm for real. So you better check yourself. D-Nice. Is there a D-Nice? If one of y'all says some silly name, this whole class is gonna feel my wrath. Now, D-Nice.
Do you mean Denise?
Son of a... You say your name right, right now.
Denise?
Say it right.
Denise.
Correctly.
Denise.
Right.
Denise.
Right.
D-Nice.
That's better. Thank you. Now, A-A-Ron, where are you? Where is A-A-Ron right now? No A-A-Ron, huh? Well, you better be sick, dead, or mute, A-A-Ron.
Here. Oh, man.
Why didn't you answer me the first time I said it, huh?
Huh?
I'm just asking, you know, I said it like four times, so why didn't you say it the first time I said A-A-Ron?
Because it's pronounced Aaron?
Son of a... You done messed up, A-A-Ron! Now take your ass on down to Oshag Hennessy's office right now and tell him exactly what you did!
Who?
Oshag Hennessy!
Principal O'Shaughnessy?
Get out of my classroom before I break my foot off in your insubordinate and churlish. Timothy.
Present.
Thank you.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
We're just grooving out of the music.
It sounds good.
Joey.
And here they are.
At least I got one thing. I used to be pretty good at gauging the amount of time I had.
Yeah.
Hi there, Paul.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, Paul.
Well, since Paul is here, instead of doing the segment at 3:30, we'll bump it up.
Am I early?
Yes. But that's okay.
It works.
Okay. We've had a couple of people who said they would be... I'll tell you what. We can take our first break real quick. It's very short.
Okay.
And then we'll come right back to you.
Hey, folks. Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your year for a new zero-turn riding mower? If so, stop by CTE this month and check out Hustler Mowers, and you could save up to $500. Hustler is one of America's top brands for several reasons. First, best quality. From the ginormous 104-inch industrial model down to the smallest 36-inch homeowner model, Hustler builds commercial-grade, heavy-duty construction into every unit. Secondly, best warranty. Hustler backs up their best quality boast with warranties up to 5 years. And finally, best value. CTE has Hustler ZTRs on sale starting at only $27.99. and 0% interest financing for 48 months. So, if this is your year for a ZTR, don't wait. The $500 off is only this month while supplies last. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
right now. Buy Ortho's Home Defense Insect Killer with Wand at the Home Depot and get a free refill. Good news for you. Final notice for bugs. Home Defense kills bugs where they live, where you live, and prevents new ones from moving in, all for up to 12 months. Remember, it's your house. You make the rules. Get a free refill when you purchase Ortho Home Defense with Wand at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 2 per customer, in-store only. Selection varies by store.
This is it. This is the last conversation you'll ever have.
Who are you?
The CIA's best operative.
I'm the only person who can help you, but you're going to have to help me. Where is the prince?
Teams up with SEAL Team 6.
I want my own assault team.
I did a snatch with her in Bosnia. We don't want to see her again.
This is my op, you're my shooters. We're after the same thing.
What is that?
Payback.
Olivia Munn joins the cast of 6. New season, Memorial Day at 10, 9 central on History.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Most people say they just don't have enough time to get things accomplished. Well, now there's an app that can actually help you find a lot of free time. And it's free. It's called the Mind Your Own Business app. The next time there's a situation and you foolishly want to get involved, go to the app, answer the quick, simple questions.
Is anyone directing this towards me? Do I have anything to do with this situation? Is this in any way any of my business?
And if you answered no to all, then go on with your day and mind your own business. The Mind Your Own Business app also tells you about community fundraisers so you can volunteer your time in something useful instead of something that doesn't pertain to you. Now you'll have a lot of time when you mind your own business.
I think that's a good app to have, actually. The Mind Your Own Business app. Can I catch up to this thing at some point?
At some point.
That's what happens. You stop at the boss's office and you feed treats to the dogs and you forget what time it is because they're so much fun.
So the dogs lured you in. He lured me in with tubular bells yesterday.
Yeah. No, the dogs, I bring them biscuits and I break them into threes because there's three of those little beasts down there. And I just, the sound of three of them crunching so passionately at the same time cracks me up. It's fun to listen to. Paul Beckman is in the house with us, also in the house, in the state house. Do you remember the first time you were on the show with us when you were running?
Yeah, you were real kind to me. Basically, I was a newbie on it and was kind of getting my feet wet, and you gave me an opportunity to come on the show and introduce who I am and what I stood for. I was running against a 16-year incumbent at the time, and it was a learning experience, but it was been a great ride the last 8 years.
One of the things you said, though, at that time is that if you were elected, that you would be a two-term representative. And you've kept that promise.
That is absolutely correct.
Which makes you the rarest of creatures in the political world, a politician. Well, we have a president that's doing a pretty good job of that.
Right. And I think everybody wants a politician to keep his words, but yet when they get in there, it's kind of like they have an about-faced. And to be honest with you, when I was in the state house and started seeing people falling like dominoes, whether they were dying over there or whether they were just getting elected out of office, I knew I was there for the right reasons. Mm. And it personified, therefore, to help the people, stay close to people, and I live by that motto.
You came along at a time where we were looking for fresh faces with new voices. I recall that there was a streak of idealism about you I found very, very appealing. And now some time has passed, and I'd like to know what you anticipated and how that compared to the realities once you were in. What were the disappointments or frustrations that you had to deal with in that position, and what do you think some of your greater achievements were during your time in the House?
Well, first of all, I think the people of Autauga County put me in a great situation. They put me, I just happened to be at the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
We came out with new ethics laws. The sad part about the ethics law is kind of the expression is weed our own. I mean, when you have the speaker, I sat on the impeachment committee that forced the governor to go out. You had the majority leader that goes out. So there was a lot of, that was probably the biggest shock to myself, is that we established this for the people We didn't think, or I didn't in my own mind, felt that it would get to the party that I ran underneath as far as the GOP. But yet, this is it works for both parties, and it was one of the troubling times as far as our society, even with the impeachment committee. But some of the accomplishments that we were able to do, I sat on various judicial committees. I sat on the impeachment committees. The laws and that I'm able to learn from, such as the election laws, and now running for this office of probate. It gave me 8 years to get ready. I mean, when people say, you run the elections there. Well, when it's coming through me as the chairperson or vice chair of that committee, you have to understand and learn and do the research. So I'm very up to speed as far as elections. Driver's license is what we have in probate. Then I wrote some pretty profound legislation in reference to the probate code, in reference to, here's a good one for you, just recently, the decantering bill. Somebody asked me that. I said, was that got anything to do with wine or drinking and everything? But basically, it's moving an idea from one trust, a revocable or irrevocable trust, one idea is of a trust to another because the situation has changed. And then we get into situations as far as the divorces are concerned. Under contract and wills, we changed the law there. And so there was a lot of profound, and I was able to win an award by the Alabama Law Institute for amendments to the probate code. So I attribute that to being at the right place at the right time and able to contribute.
Given your legislative experience in this regard, then, is this why you chose? You kept your promise, two terms.
Right.
And that's why you chose this particular office to seek?
Yes, and it was one of these things. I'm kind of later in my career. I've been practicing law for over 25 years, and it's kind of like one of these deals is the experience that I have ascertained now I want to share back with the people. You'd asked me in 2010, was it my aspirations to run for another political office? The answer was no. I'm very happy as far as my profession and my practice. But various people have come to me and asked me about it, and I prayed about it, and I talked to various people about it. The probate judge who is there is aged out based on his age. And so we need to have somebody with experience. And they came to me and says, Paul, this looks like a perfect fit for you because of all the things in the one-stop shop at the probate you have done. You have the experience that it takes. And so my wife and I talked about it, and we prayed about it, and we decided to take a run for it.
Look at all the weird things that have happened in the 8 years that you've been in politics here in the state. The state went red for the first time in, 168 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yet, in the time you've been in, we just saw a Democrat replace the seat held by Jeff Sessions, which I still am sick about. I think that had a lot to do with the candidate that was on the ticket. And with other instances, the corruption. Now, is Hubbard in jail?
No, he's still appealing his. This is before the court as far as his appeal, and they haven't ruled on. And a lot of us, including myself, we're all skeptical about it because it's been sitting there for almost 2 years, and nobody wants to rule on it because...
That's why I asked, because once the case was over, I haven't heard much.
No, it's before the court for appeal, but we have... appellate judges that are running for office, so I wonder if that has anything to do with it.
Gee, no, you don't think. What are some of the other responsibilities you would have if you succeed in obtaining this position?
There's three aspects of it. The aspects of it, of course, you have is the practice of law and probate. You have wills, you have adoptions, you have mental issues in reference to conservatorships, guardianships, basically treating people and taking some of their liberties away as far as mental health is concerned.
I had that happen to me in Florida. It's not fun.
It's not fun. And then you have that. Then you have the election process. And a couple things that we did that is out there is that you have to make sure you have the poll workers understand what the registrars do. You're the chief election officer of that county. There's three individuals. There's the sheriff and there's the clerk of the court. They sit on that committee as far as the election elections are concerned. So they basically have to coordinate it with the precincts and everything else. And we ran it. We worked with the Secretary of State, and the Secretary of State was able to work with our committee, the committee I sat in reference to the electronic books that we've got in, the crossover vote, which the Democrats always had, and we just never did one for the Republicans. And we're going to see it again this election, which basically means if you vote as a Democrat in the primary and there's a runoff in the Republicans, you're not going to be able to participate in the Republicans. So you won't have a crossover vote or be able to influence as far as the election unless you just are a Democrat and you go in and you vote for Republican to start off with in the primary.
Let me ask your opinion on something. We hear the schools always complaining there's never enough money. I don't think money is the biggest part of the problem, but that's for a different debate. Do you see the day coming, and just, you know, the big story yesterday was the Supreme Court overturning a decision that prohibited sports betting and so forth. Do you see the day coming when this state might participate in a lottery to raise some revenue? Because we watch so much money exit the state. We're helping put kids through school in Georgia and Florida. Do you see a possibility? Is that discussed, you know, in the cloakrooms of the Capitol? What do you think about that? Where's the future?
I think it is a big possibility now that we have this issue before us. I would tell you that one of the big problems that we had when Milton McGregor was alive and when we were looking at as far as the Indians, the big revenue everybody knew was in sports betting. I mean, that's where the big dollar is and everything else. And we were trying to run a lottery and going across state lines, and we were looking at the numbers that was. And my position has always been to let the people vote on it.
Yeah.
I recall you saying that. Yeah, just basically, you know, that is a very critical issue. A lot of people would say, well, then why do I need you to represent me, Paul, if you're not going to speak? Well, because it was so critical. When the McGregor trial was going on, we had people that were going to jail. We had people that died while they were waiting.
Yeah.
It was such a critical situation for our state, and the people wanted to have the opportunity to voice their opinion, mm-hmm. and I thought they should, because our Constitution says that we should be able to do this.
Well, it's great to see you. We wish you luck. I think you're a good guy, and I would be very pleased to see you win this election. But you're the only person that anybody's going to get those words out of me between now and Election Day. And the primary's coming up?
June 5th.
June 5th. Now, that's something that's exclusive to Autauga County?
Statewide. This is statewide, our primaries.
That's got to be a challenge to get your name. You're known here, certainly. I've never heard anybody say a bad word about you, not once.
Well, they know me in Autauga County, that's for sure. And I'm sure there's some people out there that have basically muttered things under their breath. And you can't please everybody. But I was there to make the tough decisions and to stay the conservative principles.
You're going
to
find this to be a shock, but not everybody likes me either.
Okay. Don't get him started on me.
All right.
Oh, you don't like me?
Oh, no. I'm talking about myself.
Oh, I see. Okay.
People don't even know how to make heads or tails of me. How can folks, like, if they want to help you out in the closing days of the campaign, get in touch with you?
They can always get in touch with me. I have a website. It's www.paulbeckmanforjudge.com. I have a website there. And then, of course, that we're 3 weeks away. We've sent brochures out. My phone has got the same phone number as your state representative, so they can still get in touch with me at the 334-317-1780. And what I would basically say to those individuals out there that are undecided, do your civic duty and get out and vote. That's the first thing. And then basically get yourself educated on the various candidates who are running. I've had individuals calling me asking about the various justices that are running for the different courts and don't know anything about them, but yet they want to take an active role. Do the research, study, because that is the important thing. And like myself, I'm advocating that when you do that, then you basically come back to, in my position as far as experience, then you look at experience. Who would you think will do the best job? And so I would just say to the individuals out there that vote Paul Beckman for probate judge out there in Autauga County for that particular seat. But most important of all, do your civic duty and get out there and vote.
Good luck, Paul.
Thank you very much.
3:36 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Our thanks for many years of support to Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka, a company that spends their time looking for ways to help restore choices to the lives of people who have been affected by the most cruel thing that can happen on this earth, and that is the loss of mobility, limited mobility. Their clients range from our troops who have come home and are facing either short-term or long-term readjustment. They help with that process. Basically, it's all designed. What they do is all designed to help the individual feel as independent and create a larger universe of decisions and options for them as possible. Whatever the situation decides, they step in with their years and years of experience and try and make life livable to the greatest extent possible. The first thing James Garrett and Tommy Johnson taught me about their clients is they don't want anybody to feel sorry for them. They just want to do as much for themselves as they can. It's refreshing to hear that. And that's what they're dedicated to. From mobility, customized mobility options for those who require a wheelchair, to those who thought they would never drive again and now can drive using the voice command technologies, the VIN vehicles that they sell right there at Gulf States Mobility. It's an amazing business. And they service not just the folks here in the River Region, the entire state, the entire southeastern section of Alabama, of the United States. So it's their impact is widespread. They're at on Coosa River Parkway, 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. Their number is 514-6590. We hope you'll look them up and like them on Facebook just to show appreciation that you can go where you want to go when you want to go. Gulf States Mobility.
Good afternoon, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. No problems so far as we start off our Tuesday afternoon. The interstate systems are all clear. No problems on the boulevard. Atlanta Highway's good. Don't see anything on the 31 so far. Reinhardt Toyota now speaks Korean with salesman Drew Gim. You can purchase a new 2018 RAV4 LE starting at just $23,643. Reinhardt Toyota now open on Sunday after church. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Rhonda Walker, on her determination to fight cancer.
I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer.
Conservative fighter, Rhonda Walker.
Throughout the course of my chemotherapy and radiation, I never missed a county commission meeting. I wanted to push through and project normalcy. I wanted to be present in my life.
After months of chemotherapy and 2 surgeries, Rhonda beat cancer.
I wasn't supposed to be diagnosed with cancer at 42 years old. That wasn't supposed to happen, but it did. What am I going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to lay it on the line. I'm going to give everything I have to my children. I'm going to give everything I have to my marriage. I'm going to give everything I have to my community because I have today.
Rhonda Walker, a conservative fighter for Alabama State Senate.
Paid for by the committee to elect Rhonda Walker. P.O. Box 3403, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
CBS tonight after a new NCIS.
You're not going to believe this.
It's the NCIS New Orleans season finale event.
The FBI's coming to arrest me.
The team is under investigation.
We got to figure out who's pulling the strings here.
And their fate will be revealed.
What are you going
to
do?
I'm just trying to do what's right.
The NCIS New Orleans 2-hour season finale at a special time after a new NCIS CBS tonight.
Tonight on CBS 8.
Hello, I'm Ellis from Alabama News Network.
He's lying.
Right now I'm messaging my friends. I've lost your contact info. Can you send it to me?
My friends don't know.
Now I've hacked their accounts and I'm moving to their friends list.
It could happen to me, to you, to your friends.
Find out how to protect your information, your privacy, your life.
Hacked. Thursday at 10 on Alabama News Network.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me
$782.
Liberty did what?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
How many times a day can you fuel up and go with better-for-you options at CVS Pharmacy? Let's find out. It's 8 a.m. and you're leaving the gym. You head to CVS to refuel and boom, two for $3 Karma Water. That afternoon, the slump hits. Vending machine? Nope, CVS, where boom. Kind bars, buy one, get one 50% off. Finally, it's 5 p.m., so you hit CVS before the commute and boom. Crave beef jerky, buy one, get one free. Stop by CVS Pharmacy and fuel up and go on smarter snacking and beverage options. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Tropical moisture still flowing into the state, and rain chance is getting better and better over the next 2 or 3 or 4 days. For this evening and tonight, the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue. Overnight low temperature in the upper 60s. Tomorrow and Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely from time to time, high in the middle 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. As usual, the best chance will be in the afternoon and evening hours, with highs in the mid to upper 80s each day, lows at night in the upper 60s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time. Push notifications for severe weather alert instantly wherever you are. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Meghan Markle, I love you. I shall marry you now. Time to make you a blue-blooded royal. Your head wearing a crown. You'll be royalty. Don't work and get paid. Saturday's our wedding day. Give you a ring, afford anything. And maybe someday I'll be the king. I'll knight the knights and you pick the paintings. You'll have 35 ladies in waiting. I'll go fox hunting, you spend the riches. Lucky I picked you as my missus. Thousands of servants at our command. Because I have a prince for a dad. You'll be a billionaire with a scepter and a crown. You name the heirs, and I'll name the hounds. Yes.
It's the royal wedding coming up this weekend.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Actually, I've heard some women talking about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it's just the wedding thing.
We opened up a big can of whoop-ass at Yorktown for a reason. I'm not usually like this. But, you know, screw them and the royal family. Groveling.
Look at these celebrities. Oh, they're royal celebrities. Look at the pretty dresses and the flowers.
Hey, who do you think does the entertainment at a reception like this?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I say, who do you think does the entertainment? This happened this morning. What is it with this crap?
I'm trying to do too many things at once.
I got three windows open. Is that too much for this simple computer? Three whole freaking windows?
Yeah.
I guess maybe it's the San Jose Mercury News. So who does the entertainment at these world weddings?
If you're planning the wedding of the century, make it a day to remember with Royal Wedding DJs.
Can I have all single ladies of the royal family belonging to, either by birth or marriage, the House of Windsor to the dance floor? Check your lineage. You know who you are.
Royal Wedding DJs can make any occasion fit for a spoiled rich kid who will eventually become king.
The groomsman servant cuts the cake. The groomsman servant cuts the cake. And by decree of her majesty, he may now I'll feed it to his royal consort.
If you're a blue blood who wants a red-hot good time, summon Royal Wedding DJs.
God, save the queen! And save me a piece of cake, too, would you? Okay, come on now.
Well, I bet it'll be quite the catfight when Meghan, Princess Meghan...
I guess she'll be a princess.
When she
I mean, she already is in our hearts.
She is?
Yeah.
When she throws the bouquet... to all the single girls. Get all the single girls together here now. Because the bride's going to throw the bouquet. And the legend has the next one to catch is going to be the next one to get married.
Keep those elbows down, ladies. We don't want any bloody faces.
347. Let's redeem the Baumhauer's winning word.
Right now?
We need something to liven this thing up a little bit.
I'm feeling a little down today, too. I don't feel bad.
I was depressed when I left my house.
Yeah?
Excuse me.
Oh. Important message coming in, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, I got a great new picture of Rich and Bailey.
Oh.
That he sent us today. And I was worried when I left the house because Mr. Foofenafwanch, my little man, Jim Williams, he had a big pickle puss. He just wouldn't eat. Mopey, mopey, mopey. Because none of his lady friends were around. No Roz, no Terry, no Rosie, no... Marianne, Aunt Marianne, sadness. And I just hated leaving him behind like that. So, anyway, if you have this morning's Baumhauer's winning word, call 272-9228 while we're listening to this.
You might not be a royal, but now you can name your child as if you were with the Royal Baby Name Generator.
Cool!
How does the baby name generator work?
It's so easy. First, enter where your baby was conceived.
Waterbed?
I think they mean city.
Next, punch in the name of your favorite British food.
This is so exciting!
Finally, hit the Q button to add the patented quirky queenly component to give your baby a name that will haunt him the rest of his life.
Okay, here goes. Albuquerque Moon Kumquat. Oh, I love that name. Isn't it great, honey?
I guess I can teach him how to box.
It's the gift that keeps on humiliating, the Royal Baby Name Generator. The manufacturers are not responsible should your child grow up to resent you, develop a snobby British accent, or worse, become the next Simon Cowell.
All right, let's go to the phones now and get ourselves a winner here. As we look to redeem today's Baumhauer's winning word with a $20 Baumhauer Victory Grill gift card. You are caller one. Thanks for trying. You're caller two. Good effort. Not quite close enough. You're caller three. You just missed. Close. Caller four. Thanks for trying. This is caller five, and caller five always gets the...
Hi.
Well, no, I always feel bad.
Yeah.
Somebody has to be caller five today. It was you. We appreciate it. And good afternoon. Who's this? Hello?
Hello? Hello!
Yeah, but your name?
It's Hardshell.
Hardshell. A dedicated listener, if there ever was one. So all I need from you is the winning word, and I'll be shocked, stunned, if you don't have it.
I actually got through at the right time?
Yes.
That sounds like some good juju to me.
That's right. Juju is today's winning word, and it's the latest in a long line of awesome sauces.
Ooh.
That's how the term awesome sauce came about, man.
Yeah, man. Awesome sauce.
Yeah, and you can get it on Wings. You ought to try these. It's an Asian ginger-flavored wing sauce, and it's the newest addition of the lineup at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, the perfect blend of sweet and heat to kick your taste buds into overdrive. And by the way, today, Tuesday, is Kids Eat Free Day at Baumhauer's. So one kid per adult with a $10 entree. So two adults, two $10 entrees, two kids, and so forth. And Hardshell, congratulations. It's always nice when somebody I know is a dedicated listener and not fickle is there to win.
Oh, no, this is cool because, I love Baumhauer.
I know. You've been a loyal, dedicated guy for not only the shows but our sponsors. Hang on. Joey's going to get some information from you. And tomorrow morning we'll have another Baumhauer's winning word. We do it once an hour between 6 and 9, and we redeem it. Let's see. We did yesterday's at 4:30, today at 3:50. I don't know. You never know. I get whimsical. I really don't have a plan for this. I do it when I feel like doing it. I'll grab this random call. Hello?
Hey, it's K-Rod.
K-Rod, we haven't heard from you in ages. Where the hell have you been?
Working.
Oh, well, that's no excuse.
How are you guys doing today?
It's a little of this, a little of that. Same old stuff.
Well, ask me how I'm doing.
How are you doing?
I'm fine and dandy. Thank you for asking.
At the same time?
At the same time.
Well, that is shocking. Shocking.
And while we're on the subject, I'd love to hear anything by George Carlin.
We can always make that happen. We're happy to make George Carlin happen on the show. And I'm glad you're working. That's good. Okay. Work is good. All right. That's coming up. We'll have it right after Fox, okay?
All right. Thank you.
I don't know which one. We could feature comedians all afternoon. Everything that, Carlin, we got one called Modern Man. That's good. Save the Planet. I like that one, too, because it's so much of what Carlin made people laugh with has turned out to be true with the passing of time. The guy was a prophet. You know that clip we play on Thursdays when Terry Adams, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime, comes by the owners. Is that not true? This is the thing. I was talking to a woman who identified herself as somebody who doesn't really agree with much, if anything, I have to say politically, opinion-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But she listens, and I appreciate that. And it used to be that way before Obama came along and chopped us into these extreme, this intellectual civil war that we've had going on. And by the way, the liberals are losing. And I said, is it possible that those of you who hate him, is it a personality thing? Can you not look at what his presidency has exposed? It jumped out at me in that movie, Mark Felt. It's on the Starz channels. It wasn't much of a box office hit, but it's about the guy who went by the name Deep Throat in the Watergate scandal. And in there, there's a scene, there's a meeting between Felt and representatives from the CIA and the FBI, and they're trying to figure out what to do. And the guy from the CIA makes a statement. He says, presidents come and go. The CIA and the FBI are here forever. And that's what Donald Trump has made very clear as this Mueller nonsense drags on and on. When is he going to get his comeuppance? He did from that judge, but he's still wandering. I don't know what he's looking for. He indicts a company that didn't even exist at the time he's supposed to be investigating. What kind of a douchebag investigator is this Lurch? How can anybody take him seriously? It's a fraud. Now, the real Russian colluders, Hillary, Obama, all of them, Loretta Lynch, Rod, who's the weasel, somebody described him as oily, the very oily Ooh. Rod Rosenstein.
Hmm.
Him too. You know what I see Rod Rosenstein do? That scene in Uncle Buck where John Candy is in the principal's office and says, I'm going to have a rat come in and gnaw that thing off your face. That's what I see Rod Rosenstein doing. Starring, doing, is gnawing the mole off the principal's face. He's the most un-FBI-looking person I've ever seen. And he also signed off on one of those phony warrants, so he should be going to jail, too. They all belong in the clink. So if nothing else, the country should be able to move forward knowing, and maybe that laws will be passed. We can't have these entrenched bureaucrats who really run everything, no matter who's elected. I'm sure Obama, when he got to the White Office, he may have had all these great idealistic, but to some extent, exclusive of race and all the other stuff that he had going on for him, there were people in the entrenched bureaucrats who told Obama, here's what you can and can't do. And nobody in an unelected position should ever be able to say that to any president, whether you like him or you don't. And Trump, being the shocking winner in 2016, has unearthed this. And Terry Adams was the first to say it. It's in the bag. He said it back in 2012. By the way, how's Mitt Romney doing these days? Another limp-wristed Republican. He can't even win a primary in the state of Utah, and he's a freaking Mormon. Not that all Mormons are freaky, but come on. So, and he's surprised. You know, how could he be surprised? Obviously, he's clueless when it comes to reading the country. He had one moment after that first debate where, look, finally we had a guy who can represent us and put up a fight. Kicked Obama's ass. And then he just, I don't know what happened. Maybe somebody threatened to kill him. I have no idea. But he was a horrible disappointment in those follow-up debates. No surprise. I was thinking about that the other night because we had some kind of a station event at that barbecue joint on Atlanta Highway, and we're there to have dinner with some winners.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up around 7:30 to see what results had come in, and the first thing I saw was a check mark next to Bill the Cadaver Nelson, who's ending his term as a senator from Florida. And when I saw that, I knew Mitt Romney was not going to win.
Bill Nelson is up again against now current Governor Rick Scott.
Rick Scott should whoop his ass.
I think he might. It's in a real competition this time.
Well, so. Rick Scott has actually done something for the state of Florida. He was a good governor. So was Jeb. It's on the national stage that Jeb just looked like another milquetoast. Let's all reach across the aisle and get along like John McCain. What a great example he set for us here. I have the website divorceformenalabama.com, and there's so many components to a divorce, even under the best of circumstances, meaning two adults who calmly agree life is short, we need to go our separate ways. But there are, at that point, there are many issues. Assets, how to distribute those. If there are kids involved, child support, time, custody, all of these things become very, very important. And my recommendation for men who are going through this is to reach out to Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson and let them take care of business for you. Because even under the best of circumstances, you still got two people who are going to be looking out for their own best interest. Don't try to manage that parade without help. And the best help available here are Dana and Jacqueline, two women who have great experience and are prepared to represent men in divorce situations. Now, you may know somebody who's going through it, who's struggling, who's worried about outcomes and so forth. Maybe they need different representation. Doesn't hurt to give them the website, divorcefromalabama.com, or give them the phone number, 819-4810. For Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, up next, 4 o'clock.
I'm Judge Christy Edwards, and I want to be your next judge on the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. I believe judges should uphold the laws as they're written